Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday the 3rd of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we are reminded that Jesus' response to the people and disruptions around him are a challenge to remember that God's plans often collide with our own. For the last time this week, we turn to our Bible passage, Luke chapter 5 and verses 1 to 11. The first disciples. One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." And this time the nets were so full of fish they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. Amen. Many people say they believe in Jesus, and they think that's enough. But our passage shows us that Jesus demands much more than simple acknowledgement of his existence. He demands total commitment from us. Verse 11 captures a pivotal moment when Simon Peter, James and John left behind their fishing nets to follow Jesus. This act of commitment goes way beyond mere acknowledgement of Jesus as Saviour. It symbolises a profound dedication to leaving behind our past and entrusting our futures to him. Prior to this life-altering decision, these fishermen were entrenched in their livelihood, casting their nets into the sea to sustain their lives. However, after an exhausting night of fruitless labour, Jesus arrived and performed a miraculous catch. Recognising his divine power, Simon Peter, overwhelmed by his own inadequacy, fell to his knees. It was in that moment that he made the choice to follow Jesus. Acknowledging Jesus as Saviour is a crucial first step, but the essence of discipleship demands more. It necessitates a willingness to let go of our past ways, including our self-reliance, and a determination to commit our future to Christ. Simon Peter's choice to leave his nets signified a radical break from his former life, demonstrating his readiness to surrender his entire future to the Lord's guidance. We too are called to make this profound commitment. It's a call to leave behind the habits, attitudes and ambitions that hold us back from wholehearted devotion to Jesus. It's an invitation to cast aside the nets that entangle us, whether they be material possessions, pride or past mistakes, and to trust Jesus with our tomorrows. As as you wrestle with this demand for total commitment, you might want to use these questions to help you think deeper about it. Are there nets from your past that you need to leave behind to fully commit your future to Christ? And what steps can you take to let go of the things that hinder your complete dedication to Him, knowing that His plans for your future are far greater than you can imagine? Thank you for joining me this week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast. I hope to see you again soon, but in the meantime, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.